Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. Up next is a series called Realms of Authority and Prayer. This teaching from Dr. Billy Brim will give you insight on the different types of prayer and authority we have as believers. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to find out more on Billy Brim Ministries' annual Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference, hosted in Branson, Missouri, October 18th through the 23rd.
So, Paul is writing here, Holy Ghost through Paul. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the, actually the word in the Greek is believers, and to the believers in Christ Jesus. Grace be to you, and peace, shalom, from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual, you might even say Holy Ghost-given blessings in heavenly, King James has places. You'll notice that when I pray this, I say, "What that places is what? Italicized. What does that mean? They added it for you to understand, but it's really not there. So it's not a bad thing to have in there. But actually what the Greek says is the heavenlies, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenlies, in the Anointed One. According as... Now, he's given us this blessings according to something. He has chosen us. He gave us these. Now, everybody says the Jews are God's chosen people, and they are. They are his inheritance among the nations. But the body of Christ is chosen. And we are blessed with all the spiritual equipment we need for this choosing. It's already given. You don't have to beg him for it. So he's blessed us with all Holy Spirit-giving blessings according as he hath chosen us in him. There's going to be a people that are actually going to be in him. Not everybody. Not the nations. And not the Jews. Maybe I'm glad this isn't recorded, because I'll probably say some things that everybody wouldn't understand. How many groups of people are there? Three. The Jews, the nations, and the ecclesia. I don't even like that word, church. There is a Greek word that's translated church, but ecclesia is ek, E-K, out of, lesia, out of many. Out of every tongue, every nation, he's chosen people. And he put them together in a body. Yes. Israel is God's inheritance out of the world. Out of the nations, excuse me, wipe that away. Israel, that nation, is God's inheritance out of the nations. But we are inheritance. We are the chosen ones out of every tribe, every tongue, every nation. And we are a gathering, an assembly. Ek, out of. Assembled, out of. Lycia is assembly. That's why the assemblies of God are named the assemblies of God, and they don't even know it anymore. It was because P.C. Nelson and some others, oh, what was that one Bible scholar? Can't think of his name. Brenda, what was that one Bible Brother Hagin got back in print? Worrell. W-O-R-R-E-L-L. And Worrell saw this, that it's not church, it's assembly. And it's a governing assembly. I've talked many times about this to Rick Renner. It came from the Greek. They had city-states. And when they all wanted to be more, not fighting each other, or less parts of them, they would choose people out of each one, they would put them together, and they became a governing assembly. That's what an ecclesia is. Ek is the Greek word for out of. Out of, there's an assembly. There's an assembly that was taken out of all the nations, and that's us. You read about us in Revelation. And there we are, every tongue, every nation, every kindred, every tribe. Now the Jews who get born again, any Jew, any Gentile that gets born again, he's in that assembly. And he's no longer considered, his spiritual future no longer has to do with the group he came out of. But it has to do with the body, the body, the body of Christ. We are in him. We are the body. He is the head. Now, that's why we got all these blessings. Okay, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all, you might say, Holy Spirit-given blessings in the heavenlies, in Christ. According as he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him. In my Bible, I put a period after him, and I put a capital I on N. In love, he has predestined us. Now, because the point of verse 4 is that he has chosen a group before the foundation of the world that we should be holy and without blame before him. The Hebrew word before, and this is in Hebrew, but it has the same connotation. The Hebrew word for before is lifnei. Panei is your face. Before his face. So he's got a group that's going to be throughout eternity before him. Now why? Notice when he chose us. Before the foundation of the world. So get out your appendix 145. And this comes from the Companion Bible Appendix, for which I need my cheaters. The foundation of the world. There are such depths in the Bible, which you don't have to know, but if you do know, it clears things up for you. All right. To arrive at the true meaning of this expression, we must note that there are two words translated foundation in the New Testament. One, themelios, and two, katabole. The noun, themelios, occurs in, and it lists all the places. It is never used of the world, cosmos, or in the earth. The corresponding verb, themelios, occurs in, and it tells you where it is. A comparison of all these passages will show that these are proper and regular terms for the English words to found and foundation. Like you found a ministry. You put a foundation. You found. Now there's another word. The noun katabole occurs in, and it names all the places, and I want you to notice that one of them is Hebrews 1:4.
You see that? I mean, excuse me, Ephesians 1:4. The noun kataboli occurs in Matthew 13:35, 25:34, Luke 11:50, John 17:24, Ephesians 1:4. And it lists others. A comparison of all these passages, especially 2 Corinthians 4:9 and Revelation 12:10, will show that katabalo and katabole are not the proper terms for founding and foundation. But the correct meaning is casting down or overthrow. Consistency, therefore, calls for the same translation in Hebrews 6:1, where instead of not laying again, the rendering should be not casting down. That is to say, the foundation already laid of repentance was not to be cast down or overthrown, but was to be left and progress made unto the perfection. I think probably many of you have seen that about that passage. Accordingly, the noun katabole, derived from and cognate with the verb, ought to be translated disruption or ruin. The remarkable thing is that in all occurrences, the word is connected with the world, the cosmos. And therefore, the expression should be rendered the disruption or ruin of the world, clearly referring to the condition indicated in Genesis 1:2 and described in 2 Peter 3:5 and 6. For the earth was not created tohu, Isaiah 45:18, but became so. And as stated in the Hebrew of Genesis 1:2 and confirmed by 2 Peter 3:6, where the world that then was by the word of God perished. And the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, were created and are kept in store, reserved unto fire until the day of judgment, which shall usher in new heavens and the new earth. The disruption of the world is an event forming a great dividing line in the dispensation of the ages.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you just heard was from Dr. Billy Brim's series, Realms of Authority and Prayer. Join us October 18th through the 23rd for this year's annual Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference. Save the dates and make your plans now to visit Branson, Missouri, October 18th through the 23rd. Joining Dr. Billy Brim in these special meetings will be Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Lynn Hammond, Chip Brim, and many other special guests. Register today and receive your free gift packet when you arrive at this year's Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference. Register online at billybrim.org. Join us as we assemble together to pray in Branson, Missouri, October 18th through the 23rd at our 2017 Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference.